The Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. stable had a strong hand in that race. They had a strong hand right throughout the day, and a terrific day at the office for the team at Caulfield yesterday, and a winner at Bendigo. And Mick Kent Jr. joins us this morning. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Warren.
Good day at the office yesterday. Right you are, the horse. We just listened to him winning, and Liberate fighting back on the inside there. And Smoke Bomb bombed the start, so he was your third string in that race, was out of play. What were your thoughts as you were watching the race unfold?
Yeah, the immediate, as you said, the immediate thought was, Smoke Bomb, that put the speed bump out the window. He was meant to lead the race, and that probably cost him any chance of running well. Ollie did a great job in Barrier 2, and he ended up in a beautiful spot, given how the track was playing, and that horse, Julie, won well. He's a very quirky horse, right you are. I remember last Saturday, we sent Regan Bales out on him to gallop 6 home 3, last two in about 24, and he ran his last two about 27 with his ears pricked, and Mick sent him out again to go and work again because home, but race day really lights up, and I think you can see there when he hit the front, he had a good look around, and at the moment he's only doing what he has to do. I think he's a really exciting horse.
You mentioned that in pre-race interviews, and when Mick Price was asked yesterday to put them in order, I think he was thinking that Right You Are, with the run he was likely to get with Smoke Bomb leading, might just prove too strong, and a step up in distance is not out of the question for him, at least out to 2,000 metres. How do you map out his short-term future?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Like A Ding is his mother, and she won Geelong Cup back in 9, so really hope he can get that, 2,000 mile and a half trip in the future. It'll really open some doors for him. At the moment, we could go two ways, 2 weeks to a mile at Moonee Valley or 3 weeks to a 2,000 at Flemington. So Aldi sort of said you could go either way. He's a very clean-winded horse. Possibly we may just keep it the mile for the time being and then build him through his grades. We just want to get his rating up at the moment and collect a good prize money and offer through the autumn and winter, and then just look at the spring carnival program. It's a really exciting horse. Liberate was great also. She ended up getting caught three wide, but really stuck on strongly. And we'll definitely send her up to 2,000 metres next time. And as I said, Smoke Bomb was just all upside down for him.
Totally out of character for Smoke Bomb. Have you seen anything like that in his history?
No, he just went up at the start rather than going forward. And then when he came back down, he knuckled. So then he got out the back and Jake did the best he could to navigate a pass through the field. But that's not his style. He needs to be up and rolling and then pinch a break. And he's been in super form, that horse. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got back to winning form next start.
Back in winning form following that run, the previous start where he was back near the inside. How did you assess his performance yesterday?
Who was that, sorry, Warren?
Sam. Sorry, Mick, I was just asking you about the performance of Tavasan back in winning form after sticking near the inside two starts ago and Ben Malam aboard yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was great. Really happy with that horse. He really reached peak fitness during the week. And as you mentioned, he was in the inferior ground last time. It's funny, they were all looking to sit off and come down the middle. So just allowed Malam to control the race, not go too hard early. That's when that horse fires best. He just needs to sort of get a couple of easy ones early, then he really rolls into it and, gains a margin on the corner. And, it was really good. So he's a good, welter horse through the winter months. And I think 2 weeks in Moonee Valley, 1,200-metre sprint there again for him. So he can probably win again if he gets the right sort of run.
Heptagon maintained his good second-up record and probably a drop in grade from the Wongoom. What did you make of his win yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he's come back in really good order. He was really well-weighted yesterday because he had listed form and I think a lot of the chances didn't claim around him. And Lewis German's in great form and he gave him a 10 out of 10 ride. I mean, he just had the perfect run. There was hot tempo and he wasn't too close to speed and wasn't too far back. He was in that sweet spot and he was there on the corner and he's down at our beach stable and they had him fit enough to win and he was really good. So providing he pulls up well, he'll probably back up 8 days' time to the Swan Hill Cup over the mile.
Two runners today, Ballarat, Cabinho, perhaps building to that victory with Damien Oliver aboard and Mr. Meter with Jaden Lloyd aboard, races 4 and 8 respectively. What's your thoughts on their chances today?
Yeah, we've got an opinion of Cabinho. He's a very green horse that's still doing a lot wrong, but Oliver's keen to stick with him and bit better ground today will suit him, I reckon. Arctic Wolf, no doubt, has the best form. But it wouldn't surprise me to see him win today. He's a horse we think will get to city grade in time. He just needs racing to learn his craft. And he was sort of, you know, if you relaxed early, last time there was a muddling tempo, he tossed his head around. So if you can just relax early, you know, he's a good quality galloper with lovely stride in him. He can run well today. Missed the meters first up. Should be looking for 2,000 later on. But at the mile fresh, she'll give a bit of cheek. Anyway, hopefully there's a winner there today.
The office yesterday. Mick, hope that luck continues for the stable today. Thanks for joining us.
Terrific. Thank you, Warren. Bye-bye.